Welcome to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com and Happy New Year. My name is Marie Jackson. A timeshare for many of us is a vacation spot, a break from the routine, a place to go for a change of scene, or a time out from the to-do list. Afterward, we return feeling refreshed, energized, rested. The timeshare you just tuned into can be seen as that kind of time out from your schedule, a place to take a break and a breath. Then you go back to your day, renewed. Today is an open show with regular features covering news items, recent discoveries, and commentary in the world of metaphysical spirituality and holistic living. Metaphysics is a field of philosophy addressing the nature and spirit of being, existence, time, space, and causality. It bridges the gap between science and faith. From this foundation, and working with intention and the law of attraction, I help people to manage stress, achieve goals, and realize personal power individually, in work, relationships, and family dynamics. You can learn more about the work I do with Spiritually Holistic Living at mariejackson.net. My theme today is happiness, what it is, how to hold on to it, and how to define it for ourselves. Did you know that there's a formula for happiness? All that is coming up. On the phone with me now is Audrey Chen, a regular contributor to our first Thursday open show on Timeshare. Audrey is owner and publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine, Bucks and Montgomery Counties. I hope you've heard of this magazine. Natural Awakenings is the largest and most established healthy living publication in the country, as there are 95 editions, each serving their own local communities, and it's free for readers. Each monthly issue is packed with fresh, educational information to help you and your loved ones lead a more healthful and sustainable life. It's for yourself, your kids, your pets, and our planet. If you're listening from outside Pennsylvania's Bucks and Montgomery Counties, you can find your local edition for your community at wellness and fitness practitioners, health food and grocery stores, coffee shops, libraries, restaurants, and wherever free publications are found. You can also read it online. Audrey is here to talk about some of the articles and events in January that might be of interest in the Bucks and Montgomery County, Pennsylvania areas. While the Bucksmont edition is nearly 5 years old, Audrey is in her third year as publisher of this local edition. Audrey was recently recognized as being one of the 40 under 40 rising leaders in the Bucks and Montgomery County's community. Welcome, Audrey. And congratulations again on your award. Happy New Year.
Hi, Marie. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
We're glad to have you here. We have a lot to talk about today, so let's see how much we can get to.
Okay.
What do you think we should know about?
Well, January is all about resolutions, whether or not call them resolutions or promises. But the January issue has a yellow cover this month, and it's actually the silhouette of a person with that's filled in with lots of fruits and vegetables. Very colorful, and it's kind of a testament to a lot of people saying, you know what, I'm going to feel better this year, I'm going to eat better this year. And so inside the January issue, we do have some tips and quotes from a lot of the different practitioners in the area about how to keep your New Year's resolution.
Perfect.
So it's a great article.
I read an interesting statistic about New Year's resolutions when you and I were talking about this. I did a little research. 75% of people who make resolutions keep them for a week.
Oh, wow. 71%
make it past their second week. And 64% make it past their first month. Only half of us, less than half of us, make it past our 6 months. So whatever it is that you're going to be sharing with us in January, I think we could all use that. Maybe we can boost our own percentages here.
Yeah, and it also sounds like I should keep this theme going on for a little while longer than just January.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we're past our first week, right? We're starting our second week of January.
There we go.
Maybe this article will help some people.
What else do you got for us?
Yeah, so related to feeling good and eating well, we have a great article on metabolism and what metabolism is. We all think it's, when we say our metabolism slows down, that we feel like that, the result of that is us gaining weight, feeling sluggish, those types of things. But metabolism is so much more than that. It actually affects every single functioning of every single cell. It's not just how well we can lose weight or gain weight, I guess. It really is based on nutrition and exercise, but it affects so much more in our bodies and our processes.
So it's the processing. It's not just the weight reduction. It's the processing of what we do with our bodies, what we put in it, and how we burn what we put in it.
Yep, and it affects so many functions: the thyroid, the pancreas, the gastric, the intestinal tract, endocrine. Everything is affected.
Good for us.
We need to remember to be mankind to our bodies. We offer information on that.
Terrific. What else is going on?
Well, we have Louise Hay. We love Louise Hay.
Louise Hay is all about holistic living. Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. She's wonderful. And, she does have that book out, You Can Heal Your Life.
That's been on the bestseller list, and it's been reprinted so many times. It's really been, a lot of people still reach for that just as a regular reference. It was recently written up, I think, in another article not too long ago. It seems to be a bit of a Bible for people who want to keep their body healthy and moving forward.
Yep. I mean, at 88, she really is the expert on ageless health.
Yeah, and she's also she is also the Hay of Hay House Publishing. Hay House Publishing has like 5 publishing houses around the world: New York, San Francisco, London. She's quite the dynamo. And whatever she has to say, I want to learn about it.
Well, it's on page 28 and 29 in the January issue, and we have an interview with her.
Good.
She talks about how to age gracefully, how to feed your body.
So it sounds like we're covering the New Year's resolution and aging well.
Yeah.
Good for us. What else you got? More stuff?
We have a local practitioner that offers, aging well, long and healthy life, 100 tips for a long and healthy life, but we have 20 of them. So that goes along with that topic. His name is Dr. Daniel Lebowitz, and he has World Wellness Health Institute in Dallas, Kenwood. So worth taking a look at those tips. Quick tips, easy to read, easy to digest information. So let's talk about our pets.
Perfect.
How many of us love our pets? We do cover a pet section. This month's article is about pet anesthesia. It's something that we don't really think about, and it's not something that we like to think about or talk about, but we have an article here about how to make it safe and easier not only on your pet but on us as well.
That does seem to be the biggest anxiety whenever we take our animals in for something where they need a procedure and they need anesthesia. The vets are usually not so concerned about the procedure itself, but they are concerned about the anesthesia. So anything that calms us down is good.
Yeah. And no pet is, we hear this a lot. I have a really old dog.
Yeah.
Well, no pet is too old for proper medical care.
Good. We have about a minute left, Audrey. What can you share with us in that last minute that we have?
We have some really great events. We have Queens Health Center up in Souderton is having a month-long celebration. They are turning 20 this month. So they have almost every single day, they have something going on there. They have seminars on weight loss, hustle game, omegas, hormonal health, cardio health, reduce your inflammation, and they're also doing a live taping of a radio show as well there. It's really great. They're going to test your blood for nutrients and might be lacking. It's really, really great. That's Souderton Gaines Health Center. And then also for people who are looking to maybe advance their careers, Carrie Ann Wiedemann is the U.S. trainer for Bellabacci cupping. And the cupping that she does is the silicone cups. They're soft. And it might be a really nice way to get continuing education classes. Has her workshop schedule in the calendar of events.
Sounds like a really good issue, Audrey. Really good.
Really great. Really great. Great way to kickstart your new year.
Well, thank you for kickstarting today's show. I appreciate that. Please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or how they can know a little bit more about Natural Awakenings Bucksmont.
Well, my website is NA as in Natural Awakenings Bucks, which is BUXMONT.com. Email me at the same number or the publisher at nabucksmont.com.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Marie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Audrey will be with us for our February show as well. Talk to you then, Audrey. Thank you.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye. You are listening to Timeshare on PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. Lines are open at 609-460-4673, or you can text me live at 215-470-1288 with your questions or comments. Today we're talking about happiness. How many times have you said or heard Happy New Year since January 1st? The subject of happiness is a broad one. To give you an example, I went to TED.com, my favorite go-to website for brilliant people, and search boxed happiness. I got 1,334 hits. It's a major topic for human beings. How do we define it? What does it feel like? Why are we all searching for it? This is a theme we'll visit again and again. Today I have a few articles and items I'd like to share with you to start the conversation about how to be happy. What I hope you can do as I bring these items to you is see ways to explore your own definitions of happiness, beginning with understanding the difference between emotions and feelings. I can feel happy with my life and my direction, broadly speaking, and still experience emotions such as anger or resentment or envy. These emotions are human and they're important. They tell us something, as we'll hear in the Psychology Today article in a few minutes. All this is intended to help us take a closer look at ourselves, so we can understand ourselves and each other better. I'd like to begin with something called JOT, J-O-T. It stands for Just One Thing. It's an item from Dr. Rick Hansen. Rick Hansen has a wonderful website, and I encourage you to sign up for his newsletters because he sends something out every week. He's going to be a regular feature on Timeshare, and I'll be pulling out his jots from time to time to see what is going to be pertaining to whatever our theme is. Because today's theme is happiness and New Year's resolutions and starting out on the right foot for 2015, what he is recommending is that we admit fault and how to move on. I think that's a lot of our New Year's resolutions for a lot of people. It's useful anytime, but especially when there is need for authentic harmony in relationships or letting go. You can get this whole piece at rickhansen.net. His jot for this week that I'm pointing up is, what gets you stuck? Admit fault and move on. Have you ever watched two people quarrel or otherwise be stuck in a conflict with each other? Usually, either or both of them simply acknowledged one or more things that would end the fight. Recall a time when someone mistreated you, let you down, dropped the ball, made an error, spoke harshly, was unskillful, got a fact wrong, or affected you negatively, even when it was not their intention. If the person refuses to admit fault, how do you feel? Probably dismayed, frustrated, uneasy, distanced, less willing to trust, and more defensive yourself. The interaction, and even the relationship, gets stuck on the unadmitted fault and is shadowed, dragged down, and constrained as a result. On the other hand, if this person had admitted the fault, how would you have reacted? Probably pretty well. When someone admits fault, we feel safer, on more solid ground, more at ease, warmer toward them, and more willing to admit our own faults. Turn this around, and you can see the benefits in admitting faults to others. It cuts to the heart of the matter, reduces a cause of their anxiety or anger, lets you move on to topics including your own needs. It takes the wind out of their sails. As part of admitting fault, it's natural and important to sincerely commit to avoiding the fault as best you can in the future. You can get this whole article on rickhanson.net. Rick goes on to say, you can get beyond the hassle and bad feelings of the unadmitted fault and move on to something more positive. One of the things that he does whenever he poses something like this is he tells you how to do it. So how do we do that? How do we admit our fault and move on? Number one, he says, start by reminding yourself how it is in your best interest to admit the fault and move on. We might think that admitting is weak or that it lets the other person off the hook for his or her own faults as well, but actually it takes a strong person to admit fault, and it puts us in a stronger position with others. Number two, sort out your faults, mistake, unskillfulness, misdeed, error, whatever, from the other pieces of the puzzle of the interaction or relationship. Don't overstate it out of guilt or appeasement. Be clear and specific in your own mind as to what the fault is and what is not. You, not anyone else, are the judge of your own fault. Number three, admit the fault directly. Be simple and direct. It's all right to express or explain the context of the fault, like you were tired or upset about something, but avoid justifying it. It's best to simply acknowledge it and not put an explanation wrapped around it. Number four, try to be empathic and compassionate about the consequences of your fault to the other person. Stay on the topic for a reasonable amount of time. Don't jump quickly to the faults of the other person, and don't let the other person repetitively pound you for your fault after you've admitted it either. Number five, make a commitment inside your mind and perhaps to the other person not to do it again. And number six, when it feels right, disengage from discussing it and move on. Number seven, move on to more positive topics or to stepping back in the relationship or to more productive ways of relating to the person. It's also good to admit a personal fault to yourself and then to let go of the guilt, self-criticism, and inadequacy and move on to self-compassion, self-care, self-worth, happiness, there's that word again, and inner peace. You can see more of Rick Hansen's work at rickhanson.net, and I highly encourage you to go there for that. Did you know that there is a formula for happiness? There's a real formula. There was a conference a number of years ago where a bunch of theologians and biologists and psychiatrists got together because they were trying to examine this topic of why some people are happy and why some people are not. There is an equation, a formula for happiness. And if you want to get a pencil and paper, you can write this down. You can be happy once you understand H equals S plus C plus V. H stands for happiness, and it equals your set point plus your conditions plus your voluntary choices. H equals S plus C plus V. Set point plus conditions plus voluntary choices. Your set point is how you started out in life. You were born to two happy, loving parents in a warm home. You were hungry, you got fed, you were soiled, you got changed, you needed comfort, you cried, and somebody picked you up. That's your set point. Or you started out in a home full of violence and strife. Maybe you were moved from home to home. And when you were cold, you stayed that way. When you were hungry, you stayed that way. When you were soiled, you stayed that way. In the first case, the world's a pretty nice place. In the second case, the world is not such a nice place, not such a safe place. You don't feel comforted. You don't feel welcome. You don't feel worthy. So your set point is how you saw the world when you first recognized that you were part of it. Your conditions, your set point plus your conditions might have changed. As you got older, if you started out great, maybe something terrible happened. Maybe you lost your home or you lost a parent and you began to feel what insecurity was. And maybe the world isn't such a nice place after all. Or maybe when you started out in bad circumstances, now you were brought into a loving, warm, sufficient home, and you felt a lot safer. So your happiness begins with that set point. And as you get older, your conditions change. When we get to the point where we are in our adult lives, we're in a position to make our own choices. When we're first born, and as our conditions are when we're in school, when we're little kids, our conditions are determined by the people around us, by the adults around us. But as we got older, we're in a position to make our own choices, our own choices about how we work, how we interact with people, what we consider to be valuable, how we deal with each other, how we see ourselves. We can choose to be happy. Even if we didn't start out right, and even if the conditions of our past were not perfect, we're always in a position to make a decision going forward about whether or not to be happy. Before we go to break, I'd like to offer you something from my 1-minute mentor video spots on YouTube. I created 20 of these through Green Birdie Video Productions, which is the home of PANJradio.com. These videos are about 60 seconds long and explore one subject, emotion, or idea with a holistic view for staying in spiritual balance. In keeping with our happiness theme, today's is Two Realities. A lot of us don't know we live in two realities. One reality is our life, our inner world. It's who we are as the universe intended way of being human. We are love, compassion, sharing, and reverence, and that doesn't change. The other reality is our life situation, our outer world. That's where we live our lives as people, whether we're sitting in a classroom or standing in line at the coffee shop, and it's always changing. When our life situation is our only reality, our happiness is very fragile, because it depends on where we are, our changing outer world. When our life is our primary reality, our happiness is assured because it depends on who we are, our unchanging inner world. Our key to happiness, then, is to live who we are, where we are. And that's the voluntary choice I was talking about a minute ago. So no matter how you started out, whatever your set point was, whatever your conditions were as you were growing up, you can make the voluntary choice to choose to be happy. Happiness is your set point plus conditions plus voluntary choices. And if you choose to live your inner world in your outer world, you can be happy. You're listening to Timeshare on PANJradio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us.